Congressional Republicans were in town yesterday holding another field hearing away from Capitol Hill to blast the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Just this week, the White House published a plan to make it more difficult for migrants to apply for asylum. But Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee, like Tom McClintock, weren't satisfied.
If not already affected, every American soon will be, because every community will soon face the practical effects of this collapsed border. We have to ask ourselves, how does it make our schools better to pack classrooms with non-English speaking students? How does it make our hospitals more accessible by flooding emergency rooms with illegals demanding care?
Yuma is about 20 miles north of the border. Democrats on the committee would have nothing to do with this hearing. They didn't even show up. They called it a political stunt. KAWC reporter Lisa Sturgis was there. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this was not the first trip that House Republicans have made to Arizona since the new Congress got underway in January. But what did you see yesterday? What were the Republicans at this hearing trying to accomplish?
Well, they said they were coming here on a fact-finding mission, but it felt very much like they arrived with an agenda, and they called witnesses to testify that backed up their theory.
One of the witnesses was the Yuma County Sheriff, also Yuma County Supervisor Jonathan Lines, who is a Republican himself. There were no Democrats at this hearing, but you spoke with Congressman Raul Grijalva yesterday. He's a Democrat who represents the border region in Arizona. Let's listen.
This is performance theater at its highest end. And the Democrats in the judiciary that didn't come said so. They said, we don't want to be part, we don't want to be props, and we don't want to be part of the circus.
So Grijalva describing it as a circus. This was not a typical congressional hearing. Not only was it away from Washington, D.C., the members weren't even in suits. At times, members of the audience were erupting in cheers. Just briefly, what was the atmosphere like?
It was unlike any congressional hearing that I have ever seen in my time in the business. People showed up wearing political apparel. There were people wearing Let's Go Brandon. I mean, the substance of the hearing was specifically taking aim at Biden administration border policies and the way in which the Biden administration has failed to maintain border security. They were not secretive about the fact that that was their agenda.
Sure. And the truth is the number of people crossing the border and seeking asylum has been historically high in the past year or so. But border-wide, the numbers in January fell 40%. Compared to the month before. So can you sort of sort through some of the noise and help us understand what's actually happening at the border in this part of the state?
So in December, we were seeing somewhere around 7,900 Border Patrol arrests, encounters per week, which over the course of a month was around 32,000 people, somewhere in that ballpark. Yuma has a permanent year-round residency of about 90,000 people. So we basically saw one-third of Yuma's population pass through.
That's a lot of people.
The area. Now it's down to the latest, last week's numbers were about 2,300.
Mm-hmm.
So it's dramatically decreased because they know that Title 42 protections are in place, and because asylum claims have now been limited for the larger number. People from Venezuela, Nicaragua, Haiti are blocked from entering. So that has drastically reduced the numbers. One quick point I also feel like I need to make is that they're not staying here. They're passing through here. So it's not like we have camps of migrants who have no place to go, because most of the people are coming through with final destinations. They have someplace to go.
And Title 42 is the Trump-era policy that allowed the U.S. to deport migrants immediately during the pandemic. It is still in effect, though it is set to expire in May. KAWC reporter Lisa Sturgis, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And I want to bring in another voice, someone who knows this issue firsthand because she lives right on the border. Nieves Riedel is the mayor of San Luis, Arizona. She is a Democrat. Mayor, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. And I think Lisa was too kind the way She used words to talk about what happened yesterday in Yuma. To me, it was a pony and dog show.
So you think there was no value in that hearing at all?
Oh, no value whatsoever. If these people, and I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats, really care about what's going on with this issue, which is illegal immigration, they will sit in the table and talk.
Well, let me ask you, Merritt, when you go to work in the morning, you can probably see the border, right? I mean, what do you see? How does it compare to how the Republicans describe it?
These people that are coming across, I'll say 99% of them, they're coming through and they leave, okay? There's 1% that they're not coming with good intentions, okay? Let's be blunt about it. We know because we had spent lots of our resources in law enforcement to go and take care of disturbances, break-ins, but we're living it day in and day out. And like Lisa says, in the peak of this phenomenon, in December, there was hundreds of people coming across, hundreds of people in groups of hundreds of people. Now it had decreased a lot, but it's going to pick up come May 11th, when Title 42 goes away.
Yeah.
So instead of coming and showing that they're just playing games with the American people, they choose stay in Washington and work. Because right now, when they take these little trips, they're wasting our tax dollars.
There was testimony yesterday from Dr. Robert Trenchel. He is the CEO of the Yuma Regional Medical Center, the hospital in the area. He described spending $26 million on care for migrants that the hospital never got paid for. Let's listen.
Migrant patients are receiving free care. They have no ability to pay. We have no ability to bill anyone. We don't know their final destination. We don't know anything about them. We cannot provide completely free care to the residents of our community, so the situation is simply not fair and understandably concerning to them.
That sounds like an important issue. I mean, what kind of pressure is on your medical infrastructure, your police force? What kind of strains are you feeling?
And that is very legitimate. That's why the federal government should do their job. They should do what they get elected to do. Work, find solutions. I think I will tell the director of Yuma Regional Medical Center that he's barking at the wrong tree. He should submit all those bills to the federal government because they are part of the problem. Basically, they are the problem. If he wants to recoup his money, he should just send them the bills.
Mm. Mayor, I know that immigration is not the only issue that you're up against in San Luis, Arizona. You have a lot on your mind, I'm sure. You've got roads to repair, a drought that's threatening the Colorado River that runs right through this area on its way to Mexico. What do you want people to know about the issues that are important to people in San Luis?
The issues that are very important to us in San Luis is that we are a community that is within walking distance to Mexico. We are in the front line of this problem, and we have bigger problems than immigration, okay? Like you said, we have the water issue, we have road issues, we have unemployment issues. We, as a municipality, cannot take care of our constituents. This city is one of the few cities in the state of Arizona that we don't have a property tax. Not that we're not being taxed to death, but everything goes to the county. So we got bigger issues to take care. I think the immigration issue is a federal issue, and it should be taken care in Washington, not in our backyard.
Nieves Riedel is the mayor of San Luis, Arizona. She is a Democrat. Mayor, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for caring about real issues.
And San Luis is just about 20 miles from the studios here at Colorado River Public Media, KAWC in Yuma. Special thanks today for the crew that helped us get this broadcast on the air. News director Lou Gum, general manager Dave Reek, and reporter Lisa Sturgis, who you just heard a moment ago.